Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Look, we've won more games in the last 5 years than any team in the NFL except the Chiefs, and I'm proud of that. And unless your name is Bill Belichick or Tom Brady, all of us are running after the next one and the next one. And Andy is wanting to get this next one. And Sean is wanting to get his first one. Kyle's wanting to get his first one. And it's challenging and difficult and chasing it. Because here's the thing, and I think the hardest thing about the 18th season is you're a game away. You get more excited for the players and the coaches on your team that have never been, they don't understand. And I recall saying this a number of times. I don't know what you think it's like to be in a Super Bowl and win it. So picture that question posed to a player, or for that matter, anyone in here as part of the organization. And then I want you to times it by 100,000.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. Coming up in 20 minutes, Will Brinson, CBS Sports, will join us. The voice there of Sean Payton during his, taking time off speech yesterday, resignation speech. I don't know what you call what Sean Payton is doing. He's obviously just leaving the
sabbatical
for now. Sabbatical. He's under contract, though, which means whatever he wants to do next, the Saints have to get some sort of compensation. He can't just like go to the Cowboys next year. He's under contract for 3 years. So whatever, he's out. And he's talking about, you know, wanting that next ring. And everyone playing this weekend wants either their first or their next in the terms of Andy Reid. Let's talk about championship weekend here. Bengals, Chiefs 7-point favorites, 54.5 on the total. That rose very quickly from when it opened at 50.5. 49ers, Rams, 3.5. The Rams are the favorites. And 46.5 is the total here. It's a pretty big discrepancy. I was thinking about it when I was just looking at my FanDuel app here. An 8-point discrepancy in the total of the two games. I wonder how often that happens. I mean, it's right. You have great young quarterbacks in the AFC game. The NFC game, division teams, they know each other, better defenses, and at least one quarterback that's not, you know, a top 10 guy. So you're going to have that bring the total down with Garoppolo and the offense of the Niners. But, you know, we could get two totally different kind of games here, stylistically, on Sunday.
What if the Niners would not be shocking the world, but Bengals would be Joe Burrow's first full year? What would they – I wonder how much the market would move on them if they beat the best team in the NFL and this run continues with what we've seen out of Burrow in the last month. What would that line be? Bengals against the NFC representative. I mean, you'd have to really move that market. How close would we be?
So
that'd
what would
be fascinating.
All right, so let's play it out. Rams, let's say the Rams, right? They're the favorite. They're the looked at as the better team here. Rams, Bengals.
Well, how much better are the Chiefs than the Rams right now? A few points?
I think we saw, I'm not sure we discussed it on the show or not, but there was out there hypothetical Super Bowl odds. I think it was Chiefs favored by 1.5 over the Rams? 1.5 or two?
Yes, we did mention that the other day. Yeah. You couldn't believe that number was so short.
So, there you go. So, let's say it's 2 points.
Which, I don't think that's reality, but okay. Yeah.
So, the Chiefs are 7 points better than the Bengals today. That's
right,
the way the market says it.
And I think that's where it's going to close because they did test it early in the week. It went to 7.5.
Right.
Immediate buyback on Cincinnati went back down to 7. I think this one's staying strong at 7. On the other one, that could go back down to 3.
Rams -4. Super Bowl over the Bengals?
Yeah, no, because there would be so much overreaction, and if they beat the Bengals, I mean the Chiefs again. What's the opinion of the Bengals then?
So okay, so but today if they played, if it was right. Today, Rams Bengals, sure. I'd say four.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah,
that makes more sense. But would it be inside of a field goal going against the NFC representative? Anyway, sorry, I took us off track there a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's interesting. That's an interesting exercise.
One thing about the Bengals I was thinking about this morning, nobody expects them to be here. I think there's less pressure on them, and that's a very dangerous place to be because I feel like they're going to play loose. Joe Burrow and his squad, they've already got some swag. They're having fun. I like the Bengals side of this.
To cover or to win?
To cover.
Cover.
Seven.
How about this?
Well, I do have a money line parlay, remember, that I did on Monday.
Yes.
With the two underdogs. But the more I think about it, I don't know if it'll get to – if it'll stay at seven, probably will. But the more I think about it, I like the Bengals side.
Hmm.
Well, the Chiefs, we know they didn't cover big numbers early in the season. Then the numbers got short, and they haven't really had to cover a big one in a while. But it is a big number. It's a full touchdown.
We've had 10 playoff games, and the point spread has not mattered. The favorite, when they've won, they've covered. The dog, when they've covered, they've won outright. So the point
spread. So pick the winner.
Yeah, I mean that's how it's been so far.
+275 money line.
Now.
Yeah, I was comparing the money line underdog parlay versus the spread parlay for the underdogs. Way more value on the money line if you do that.
How does this not go over? I know it's a lofty number, and we're now all the way up to 54.5. The 50.5 did not last long. It should not have lasted long. And I think Saunas is on the right track when he mentioned earlier with us in the show that this was just a correction. It was a bad opener, and he immediately shot up 3 points, and now we're up 4 points. Keep an eye for 55 because that's kind of a key number. I wonder if now we start to get some support on the underside, and this is the high point. But I definitely understand why there's so much money on the over. And that's the side that I'm looking at right now. Even at the number of 54.5, are you going to stop? Are the Chiefs going to stop the Bengals? Are they going to stop Burrow and Chase, who had 266 yards and 3 touchdowns against them a few weeks ago? If Burrow's in catch-up mode, which we've seen a number of times because Cincinnati is so bad to start off, how's that worked out? Been great. Comes back every single time so far. If this is some sort of a shootout, man, the scoring that we're going to see. We saw 65 last time. It wouldn't surprise me if we got close to that number again. It can go under because it's such a high number. But that's what I'm looking at right now. Lately, when the Chiefs have gone up against some good quarterbacks, they've given up a whole lot of points.
So I think it's worth noting on Mahomes and the Chiefs and like trying to figure out if they're going to cover this or not. So Patrick Mahomes is 8-2 in the playoffs. His two losses are to Tom Brady, which means when he doesn't go up against Tom Brady in the playoffs so far in his career, he's won every game. And here are the scores of his wins. 31-13, so 18 points they won by. 51-31, they won by 20. 35-24, they won by 11. 31-20, they won by 11. 22-17, they won by 5. 38-24 by 2 touchdowns, 42-21 by 3 touchdowns, and obviously last week the walk-off 6-point win. So he's never won a playoff game by less than 5 points. And most of these 8 wins are 11, 10, 14, double digits. I mean, they've only not covered once. I guess that would be the Browns game last year. They didn't cover that Browns game, right? In the divisional round? Only won by 5.
No. Yeah, that was a little it's like very close to the number, right?
Yeah, 5.5 or 6. I don't think they covered that, but they have covered most of these Mahomes wins. So you like the total, Joe? That's your feel right now?
Yeah, my feel is the total. I've gone back and forth on the spread. I want to see if we get to 7.5. But yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I understand why the smart money has come in on the over because the number was wrong to start the week.
Yeah, and if when we jump to the NFC, I mean, this might be trying to thread the needle. I just really could see a scenario where the cover is the Niners and the win is the Rams. I could see this being a close Rams game. Like, when I close my eyes, I think about this. I think 24-21 Rams. They beat them. They finally slay them. But that hook is significant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Last second field goal. Take that prop, right?
Let's do it.
Well, we had 27-24 in week 18. What I keep coming back to is, so the bugaboo for the Rams has been what? It's been Shanahan and the Niners. Last three years, they've been swept. And I'm sure many people are going to look back at week 18 and say, you know what? They were in. There was motivation to win that game, and we see it happen all the time in sports. When a team has an opportunity to knock their lights out, you can end their season, which the LA Rams had an opportunity to do against San Francisco, and they were trying in that game. And they tried getting to a 17-0 lead, which they did accomplish. And we know it's the only time he's blown a halftime lead, McVay, out of 46 games there. They had that opportunity to punch them out so they didn't have to get to this point facing them in the NFC Championship game, and they couldn't get the job done. And not only did they relinquish the 17-point lead, they were dominated in that game. The score says they were dominated in the first game, but no, they were really dominated in week 18. San Francisco had almost 200 more yards. Yards per play was 6.7 to 4.1. Yards per pass, Jimmy G obliterated Stafford. So, I mean, I know it's Shannon. They have their number, and they know how to play them. And the stars on the Rams have not played that well against San Francisco. Maybe it changes third time this year, but I'm getting more than a hook. I'm still surprised by that. I thought that number would be at three by now.
And Sean McVay and the Rams have really struggled to close out games. So yes. Can they fix that in like a week?
No.
That's it.
So with that, isn't that like what we've seen with McVay? Isn't it so much more mind-blowing, that halftime stat, that this hasn't been more than a thing, that was his first halftime blown lead? Isn't that kind of crazy?
Yeah, I'd like to see the numbers on the cover with that. He's like the opposing team come back and cover. But yeah, that's very true. Eagles, Mr. Conservative. And maybe that's the way he views it. Like, hey, it works. Going into that game, I'm 45-0. I have a halftime lead. I'm good. It's fine. I don't care if we cover the spread or not. I didn't bet on it. I'm just here. My job is to win the game.
You know what I wonder if part of it is? He's pretty conservative with field goals versus touchdowns. He'll put the field goal in. And I wonder if part of it is he makes it more difficult to take advantage of him late in the game. You know what I mean? Like in the third quarter, if they're up 12, he's putting another field goal in. Like he makes the degree of difficulty higher just by stacking field goals and points. Like think about that game on Sunday. They were up so much. Even Sean McVay, conservative. Cam Akers fumbled the ball. They almost couldn't lose that game. Like it took a crazy comeback to make that even – remotely possible. So it is interesting what Paul just said, like 45-1 when they're up at halftime. You would think with this guy that feels unbelievable, because the last few weeks it's like every game you feel like they're going to blow late.
So I think that's something we should keep in mind, because I've not seen it posted anywhere, and I think you're right. Both of them do have a conservative nature at times, Shanahan and McVay. And maybe we should be looking at over on the field goals for each kicker, or over field goals in the game.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, they'll put points up. If points are available, and the Rams kicker had been pretty good this year. Obviously, he missed a really short one on Sunday. That was all alarming. But Robbie Gould, I mean, that guy is just He's money in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Shanahan knows that. If he's in a tight spot, isn't he going to think, okay, it's automatic three with Robbie here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm going to trust Jimmy G to make a fourth and six throw or whatever I'm asking him to do.
In the red zone.
Yeah, put 3 points on the board. Get out. Get the points and move on.
Jimmy G interception is minus 148. Yes, for Stafford, it's about even money.
I think I'd play that Stafford one also. Second half yards per play in that week 18 game, Niners 7.7, Rams 3.9 in the second half. We'll go back and look at the first game too.
I will play both. I think we're going to pick on each side in this game.
We saw that in week 18. They each had two.
I think we get three of the fourth quarterback throw picks this weekend. All my props might be interception props.
Oh, who's not? Mahomes?
Mahomes.
Burrow,
yes. Yeah.
Man, has he been efficient.
I know.
Completion percentage sky high.
But you would think they got to throw the ball 45 times as the game moves along. Just feels probably like there's a tip or he gets hit or something. I could see him throw one late in the game and whatever.
I'm going to be very disappointed if we don't get a high-scoring affair with that first one. Not only because I'm betting the over, just because of all the offensive talent on the field.
I would be shocked if it doesn't go over.
And we don't expect it in the second game as much. Is that number too low in the NFC game?
I kind of think it is. It is. Why is it lower than their first matchup? Because the old divisional three times and one, you know each other so well kind of thing?
Because Garoppolo is so banged up / trash at this point. Yeah, I mean, that might be it.
There are a lot of 49ers players to keep an eye on. I mean, Kittle was hobbling around at the end of the game. Same thing with Debo. Trent Williams, you know, is not 100%. Jimmy Garoppolo, same. They're all going to play, but how are they going to look?
Just wonder how many – are they going to run out of gas here? Like, I hope this is not lopsided and we're wrong on the side. Like, four. They're just out of gas. Four straight road games.
Is this the easiest of the three in the playoffs?
Yeah, and their fans are going to take over the building in SoFi.
Exactly. This is going to be like a home game for them.
Yeah, it will. Will Brinson, CBS Sports senior NFL writer. He joins us next. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawkswood, it's BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect forever.